Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry lauds completion of St. Mary Cold Storage Facility. Stay with us to hear more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You are listening to Calling Farmers.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
Agricultural production is expected to increase in St. Mary with the completion of a multi-purpose cold storage facility in the parish. The St. Mary Multi-Purpose Cooperative Cold Storage Facility was funded by the World Bank through the Jamaica Social Investment Development Fund JASIF Managed Rural Economic Development Initiative at a cost of over $19.5 million. Other partners include the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and the St. Mary Multi-Purpose Cooperative. The community contributed $4.08 million to the initiative. The project aims to increase the quality and volume of products sold by farmers. The facility, located in Ito Boreal, St. Mary, includes a 141.5 cubic meter cold storage capacity, dry storage capacity of 70.7 cubic meters, a 148.6 meter roofed processing area, and fencing. With the completion of the facility, there has been a reduction of post-harvest losses from 30% to 6%. There has also been an increase in the number of greenhouse farmers who supply produce from 5 in 2010 to 15 in 2016. The number of farmers has increased from 10 to 60, and the number of crops marketed has increased from 10 to 31. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, in lauding the completion of the St. Mary Multipurpose Cooperative Cold Storage Facility, says the facility represents the merger of industry and commerce with agriculture and fisheries. Mr. Stanberry says a production boost in the parish will take place if farmers are properly organized and incentivized and are assured of having more facilities such as the St. Mary Cold Storage Facility. The farmers who are set to benefit from the facility were encouraged to make the best use of it to ensure its sustainability. Farming cooperatives are being encouraged to play a lead role in the development of the agriculture sector. Did you know that no animals or vending is allowed in any of the public gardens managed by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries? That tip was brought to you by the Public Gardens Division in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When a lion sleep, do on wake him. Translation, when a lion is asleep, don't wake him. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return. Looking to enhance your professional skills and competencies with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance. The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, when a bad situation is put to rest, don't revisit it unnecessarily. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.